Threats to Jewish sites in Philadelphia and across the country have prompted plenty of anxiety, but little action. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. With hundreds of headstones toppled or broken at Jewish cemeteries in two states, and waves of bomb scares called into Jewish centers, what can federal officials do to help stem this anti-Semitic tide? WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo talked to members of Congress from the region to get their take.
In his first address to a joint session of Congress, the usually bombastic President Trump turned heads when he condemned these anti-Semitic actions.
Recent threats targeting Jewish community centers and vandalism of Jewish cemeteries, as well as last week's shooting in Kansas City, remind us that while we may be a nation divided on policies, we are a country that stands united in condemning hate and evil in all of its very ugly forms.
Philadelphia's Mount Carmel Cemetery is in Democratic Congressman Bob Brady's district. While he's glad the president highlighted the incident, he says more needs to be done.
No, I don't think he'd do enough. I think he should address it even more. I think it's a disgrace. Vandals, I think they're cowards. It is ridiculous to desecrate a cemetery like that. You know, I mean, it's really a shame that that would happen.
Republicans see it differently. Congressman Ryan Costello, who represents parts of four counties northwest of Philadelphia, says Trump showed leadership by addressing the attacks and threats in the first paragraph of his speech.
In terms of the president speaking about the issue, I felt the importance is in the fact that it was literally the first thing that he said rather than the duration that he spoke about. Obviously, a joint address to Congress or a State of the Union, you only have so much time and you have to touch on a lot of things. So I commend him for raising it first off.
Democrats accused Trump and his top advisors of stoking hatred by trying to appeal to white nationalists. Critics point to White House chief strategist Steve Bannon, who used to run the online far-right publication Breitbart News. But Republicans like Costello brush aside accusations that their party is a mouthpiece for white nationalists.
I mean, I'll tell you, I don't think Breitbart ever really viewed me as an ally, as a member of Congress, so I'm not here defending them or Bannon. I just think that you have to allow a new administration to take shape, judge them by their policies.
Besides the desecration of cemeteries, Jewish community centers across the region report an uptick in bomb threats over the past few weeks and months. Delaware Democratic Senator Tom Carper was visiting one on Monday when it was evacuated after receiving its third such threat. He says he contacted FBI Director James Comey after the incident.
Just to share with him what it was like to see all these kids hustled out of there to find safety, the senior citizens that had to be hustled out of there. Just shared that with him and told him how important I thought that it was for them to do everything that they could to get to the bottom of this.
But what can the federal government do to combat this unsettling trend? Delaware's other Democratic Senator, Chris Coons, serves on the Judiciary Committee. He says Congress has already given the executive branch broad authority to go after it.
The Department of Justice has the legal authority, the staff, and the responsibility to investigate hate crimes and to push against them and to hold accountable those who commit crimes that are designed to terrorize religious minorities, racial minorities, or people who, for whatever reason, might be the subject of hate crimes.
The president is calling for a massive spending increase for the military, paid for by cutting other federal agencies, including the Justice Department. Coon says lawmakers at the Capitol need to resist calls to drastically rearrange the budget.
I am concerned that there are proposals for what might happen in our budget that would reduce the resources for investigation and enforcement against hate crimes and for the important work that the Federal Department of Justice does in building community relations and in restoring a sense of hope.
Fellow Democrat, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, says the administration needs to do more to combat hate of all stripes. He says this needs to remain a nonpartisan issue, though.
Frankly, I think we should be, as a nation, putting in better strategies to try to prevent this. So this is a serious law enforcement issue. It's a serious time that we should be pulling together and that we shouldn't politicize this left and right, talking out against this kind of hate.
The president will release his formal budget outline in the coming weeks, and lawmakers from the region will be keeping their eyes out for any proposed deep cuts to the Department of Justice. For WHYY News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.